Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS.
All right. So you're listening to CITR 101.9, new show entitled The Intergalactic Soulship Enterprise. I'm Rob, and I'm here with Chris. We're joined by a special guest, John Ori. Musical virtuoso, sax player, plays in a band with me. Also, gold medal winner at the Beef Sweetsing Olympics.
Mm.
Generally great guy. So so we're just here. How are you boys doing?
Pretty sick.
Yeah, Chris is a bit sick.
Ever
since New Year's, we've all been...
YOLO.
Yeah.
You only live once, colloquially.
Fuzz, man. Yeah, get your face. You gotta really get up in there.
Yes.
Get up. Talk something. Let's mic check. Say something, John.
Can you hear me now, Rob?
Oh. That was pretty clear.
There we go. That's pretty clear. Yep. Crystal clear. Crystal. So, you just heard Maxwell with Ascension. So, that's from one of his first albums, Urban Hang Suite, on the Soulship Enterprise. We're going to be playing that name. I love it. Mm. We're going to be playing kind of funk soul music. Today, we're playing some R&B. We're going to play some D'Angelo for you. Brown Sugar album. This one's called Higher. And, of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 with Rob, John, and Chris.
Tell me right now, you and your love, take me higher.
marching over.
So that was some D'Angelo with Higher off of Brown Sugar, or also known as Boner Jams Volume 2. Great album.
My favorite.
Yeah, so we're here on CITR, just in the studio in the sub, which is closed since school hasn't started yet, thankfully. RIP.
Well, it's coming back.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's sad. It's sad. But hasn't happened yet. Two nights to live it up.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, so anyway, we're starting off our night with some R&B. You heard D'Angelo. I know we're here joined with John. So it's, I don't know, it's always fun to be on the radio, play some more music. Next up is The Roots with Erykah Badu, You Got Me. Another cool song. Very cool. What do you think of that song, Chris? Not the one we just played. The one that's coming up.
Erykah Badu is always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
The Roots are always a pleasure. Jimmy Fallon's always a pleasure. So
right, it should be a pleasure.
It should be a pleasure. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it, Chris. Yo, you have to cue it up.
Oh, chill.
Oh my God, I don't know why I let him in the studio. Yeah. Okay, You Got Me, The Roots, on CITR 101.9.
Shit tight, but yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politics
kicking with my sister from New York City. She says she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty. Psych, I'm playing, boo. You know it's just what you, I'm staying, boo. And when cats be bopping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my glasses, I don't have the time for life's thrills. So when you sweating on stage, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah, so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill, no doubt.
That rat could be that cool cat that's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool. Black, if something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some oh I'm a celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world ends. Lies come in, that's where the drama begins. She's like, yeah.
What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, oh. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, oh. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were
Right. Whoop. So you just heard You Got Me by The Roots featuring Erykah Badu. So yeah, in the break there, we were just talking about how, since we're talking a lot, having an awesome time in the studio while the music is playing, we were just talking about how crazy it is that somehow Jimmy Fallon managed to get The Roots as his backing band. And I don't know, even though The Roots, like their band, is usually what is always talked about and people kind of ignore, like Black Thought is a pretty sick rapper. He didn't really rap much. Pretty good rap artist or rapist, I like to say. But yeah, so anyway, we were talking about how Prince was another one of our favorite artists, was on Jimmy Fallon, and I guess he was playing, I don't know if he was playing with The Roots as his backing band or he was just playing on the show, but he forgot his guitar, right? It was like an old Gretsch. That he ended up borrowing a Gretsch from the guitarist, Captain, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
From The Roots. He borrowed a guitar, and then he smashed it in like after his set, and then was kind of a huge asshole about it and just like refused. I don't know. He was like, I guess the guitarist from The Roots was like, oh, that's kind of cool, right? Like, whatever. My guitar got...
A memento, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it got smashed by Prince, right? He's like one of his heroes, but then Prince like refused to sign it or whatever, and it was just a...
It's just a smash guitar now.
It's just a smash guitar.
It's so silly to me, because like one signature is all it takes to take it from like a useless instrument to like something you'd have on your wall and you could like tell your kids.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that was his intention, right? But it was just like the fact that...
Prince's intention?
I don't know. Maybe Prince's intention, he's like, oh, I don't want this becoming a collector's item because I'm a huge D-bag. But that what happened, I guess. I still can't believe that Prince is from like Milwaukee or whatever. It's hilarious.
I don't know, man, I'd have to see it to believe it. There's no way.
I don't know where he is. Milwaukee or like somewhere ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
Minnesota, I think he's actually from. Anyway, so in the spirit of it, we're going to play some Prince. Little Red Corvette, CITR 101.9. You're listening to the Intergalactic Soul Train Enterprise.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden mast. Some the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them mules. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little man, call me. BBA much too fast. Little man, call me. You need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should have closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. So I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, little man, call me. Baby, your mind's too fast. Yes, you are.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Alright, so I'm here with John and the artist formerly known as Chris Hunter. And, we're on CITR 101.9. Before you trip balls, you heard Prince with Little Red Corvette. And we're here in the studio on UBC campus just playing some kind of R&B, soul, funk stuff. How are you guys doing today? How are you doing, Chris? That good. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
What about you, John?
I'm doing good, man. Got a good sleep last night. First time in a while.
That's crucial.
With your farmer cousins, right?
No. This was just me alone. Oh. That sounded really sad. I got a good sleep last night.
That's good. Okay. Well, I'm glad everyone's happy. We're hanging out.
Yeah.
And we're just going to hear some more music before we take our rush break.
Want to give anything away.
No. Of course, that's going to be a huge surprise. It's going to be extremely exciting.
Yeah.
But first, more R&B. Anthony Hamilton with The Truth. Anthony Hamilton, awesome kind of R&B singer, songwriter, musician. Just more classic kind of R&B vibes. So anyway, The Truth, Anthony Hamilton on CITR 101.9.
If you take a little walk. be around the stage. Girl, I'll show you the truth.
So you just heard Anthony Hamilton. Wow.
Hamilton.
Also known as Hamilton. Anthony Hamilton with The Truth off of his album Ain't Nobody Worrying, which was one of his first albums, late 90s. Awesome track. And as some of you may or may not know, on CITR, believe it or not, CITR is a real radio station.
You got that right, Rob.
It's hard to believe, but we have...
Holy smokes.
I know, we're on air, and we have a charter, and we have rules to follow. And one of those rules is that all radio stations, depending on the type of music being played, need to play between, like, 15 and 35% of Canadian content, which is... it's pretty interesting, just because it can be hard to define what exactly Canadian content is, right? Is it something that was recorded in Canada? Or maybe one of the members of the band is Canadian, or maybe the band's brother or sister or cousin is Canadian, or maybe the engineer or producer was Canadian. So anyway, it is hard to find Canadian R&B content, as I found out earlier this day when looking for it.
All of four or something like that?
Like four R&B artists, which are all pretty bad. So, hey,
what if one of those are listening? Come on. Come on.
I apologize if any of those artists are listening. Any of those four artists are listening. But anyway, so Chris and I have decided to start a new segment entitled the... Oh, jeez.
Mid-show Tom Sawyer break.
Exactly. The mid-show Tom Sawyer break, where we play Tom Sawyer by Rush for you. Some good old Canadian content from the great
all
old Canadian boys.
100%.
At Rush, giving it their 100. So here is your favorite... Tom Sawyer on CITR 101.9, one of the classic boner jams, one of the classic R&B jams. Here you go.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. Gets high on you and
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
An ocean of sound and echoes abound. It's Saturday night, so chill, and don't go out until your ears have heard a neater, deeper reverb. Bringing you the newest tracks and old favorites of shoegaze, post-rock, trip-hop, dream-pop, and everything in between with a sick echo. Enter into a deeper reverb every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on CITR.
Alright, so we're back here on CITR 101.9. You just heard a promo for our man Casey's show, A Deeper Reverb, which is coming up next after this slot, the intergalactic soul space, soul-searching intergalactic radio station.
You're getting a little confused.
Intergalactic Soul Ship Enterprise.
Oh man, I don't even know the name of my own show. What is this? And before that, you heard Rush, of course. Tom Sawyer, Absolute. Hard-hitting, classic rock anthem.
Keeping it 300. There's
yes.
Exactly.
One of the greatest Boner Jams, as mentioned in the article of Greatest Boner Jams by Rolling Stone. Anyway, more R&B music with our man John's favorite artist, one of his favorite artists, Trillium Withers. And this one is called The Same Love That Made Me Laugh. I know every single one of the songs we've played today almost has the word love in the title, I realized after I made this playlist. Take whatever you love. Want from that.
love.
Yeah, tell us more about love, Chris.
What is love?
I think the viewers or listeners, I should say, are very interested.
Well, love is an interesting topic. It has many meanings derived from that word. It could be love for your family. Could be love for your significant other.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh no. Oh no.
It was too easy. Exactly. I think that's the best definition of love.
That was the low hanging fruit. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Well, I appreciate it.
I hope you will forgive us for that one. We're going to play some Bill Withers, The Same Love That Made Me Laugh, off of the album Plus Sign, Just Mints. So here you go.
Must the same
just crying like a weeping willow. Now why you wanna make me cry? Why you wanna make me cry? Why you wanna make me cry?
So you just heard. Oh, my headphones aren't working. Is anything working? Do you guys hear that?
Yeah, yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird. Anyway, you just heard The Same Love That Made Me Laugh by Bill Withers. What'd you guys think of that tune, boys?
I'm a big Bill fan. That's I'm a little biased, but he's a great guy.
Oh. Having some technical difficulties here. Keep talking.
I think I can't remember the exact details, but I read something about he missed out on. I think it was his Grammy Awards ceremony because he was on a date with the woman that would become his wife or something like that. But I know. At any rate, he's putting love before the Grammy, which is pretty cool.
Mute. It's muting. Mute. The fuck?
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
No one can hear you. Okay. Well, this is cool.
Well, anyways, at any rate, I think we should just play the next song, which is I Used to Love Him by Lauryn Hill. Do you want to cue that up, Rob?
Sure, we can try.
Okay, it's working.
You think so?
Yeah.
Now I don't. I used to love him. Now I don't. As I look at what I've done, the type of life that I've lived, how many things I pray. Involved a young man. He was the ocean, and I was the same. He stole my heart like a thief in the night. Dull my senses and blurry my sight, and I used to love him. Crossroads path, what I choose.
Stuck and frustrated, I waited, debated
for something to happen, it just wouldn't fit in.
I thought what I wanted was something I needed.
When mama said no, then I just should have heeded.
This night I fled till the poison was gone.
Out of the past, where I was sweet dawn.
Yeah.
So that was Lauryn Hill with I Used to Love Him. Of course, you heard some some great coughing and some great technical difficulties. I muted myself, by which I mean I dislocated my headphones from the board accidentally. Had no idea what was going on. Good to know you guys could hear everything.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyway, more R&B music coming up. CITR, we've got some Joe Scott coming for you. Anyway, you were mentioning something about Lauryn Hill's tax trouble, John, possibly. Speculation.
I don't know enough to comment on it. She was in some kind of legal trouble recently, either way. And a very good friend of mine is a very big Lauryn Hill fan.
Yeah.
And was absolutely outraged that they would dare do that to Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, it was like Nina Simone was in really bad tax trouble, too, at some point in her career. And she actually fled, and she moved to Barbados. She was like, wow.
Sorry.
When I pointed out, you know, the law applies to everybody, but the response was, well, not Lauryn Hill, and it would have been funny if she was being sarcastic,
but she wasn't.
Completely serious.
Yeah, well, the same goes for Nina. She was just like, oh, I'm not going to pay taxes, but she actually got shafted, like, her entire career. She was just, like, not getting any royalties from any of her first couple albums just because of bad record deals, and then she just moved to Barbados and was like, screw it, which is what sometimes I wish I could do, but anyway, so, more R&B, probably maybe one or two songs. This might be the last one. And then you'll hear Casey with a deeper reverb. Anyway, thanks for listening, if that is the case. So, just quickly, Jill Scott, Long Walk, off the Who Is Jill Scott album.
Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see what I came supposed to be. Baby, I feel free. Come on and go with me. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about Sora 3118. Your background, it ain't squeaky clean shit. Sometimes we all got to swim upstream. You ain't no saint, we all a sinner. But you put your good foot down and make your soul the winner. I respect that. Man, you're so fat, and you're all that, plus supreme. Then you're humble, man, I'm numb, yo, and feeling I can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot, us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about Revelations 3:17. Or maybe we could see a movie, or maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chill and just be. Or maybe, maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the roots. Or maybe eat some passion fruit. Or maybe cry to the blues. Or maybe we could just be silent.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 on the FM dial. My name is Casey, and this is A Deeper Reverb.